This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we have a very informed guest joining us, Robert David Steele, to start of the next segment. As I've been saying over the weekend, clearly the neocons, the Democratic Party, want to start a war in Syria. They want to cause a crisis before Trump is set to meet briefly on the sidelines of the G20 next week. And that's their admitted plan. In fact, can we pull up the clip of the British ambassador to Syria, former ambassador, pointing out that Trump's attack on that base a few months ago green-lighted the rebels who've been caught false-flagging chemical attacks, sarin nerve gas attacks. It green-lights them to launch more if they can make the president do what they want by staging it. And I get it. Trump did it for optics. They'd already agreed to give up the chemicals. They hadn't given them all up. They were stored at the base. There's photos of that. I get that it was for optics. And Trump has said, no, no boots on the ground to remove Assad. But clearly the deep state is shooting down Syrian aircraft that are taking out ISIS, blowing up armored columns, doing this. And the Russians have now said, if you come in, we're going to shoot you down. That is massive brinksmanship. And we're all just kind of calmly here going, oh, it doesn't really matter. You know, I wonder what the latest Trump tweet is. So there's that backdrop going on. We're going to be talking about that. But I want to play this short clip because a few days ago, CNN teamed up with Elmo and Sesame Street to say, oh, we're being mean to the refugees and make the kids feel guilty and bad that, you know, Trump's hurting the little baby Muppets and things. So a listener took Paul Watson's words. I love it when folks do this, when you take our material, our info, and edit it and change it, whatever. I even like the stuff that makes fun of us. Just please, more of it. I just love it. But PJW hijacks Elmo character. So I love how the Humet of the Internet is responding back. Here it is.
An extremely exciting Facebook Live here for you now. We're talking about an amazing project that is bringing the wonders of Sesame Street to refugees in different war-torn places across the world. And we have some really exciting guests with us. Facebook users, you will want to be asking questions. Start putting them in the comments section. Let me introduce our guests. We have David Miliband, who is, of course, the CEO of the IRC, the International Rescue Committee, who have teamed up with Sesame Street in this venture. We have Sherry Weston, who is the head of global impact for the Sesame Workshop. And last but not least, I have to say this is a real treat. Lots of exciting people. But Elmo, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
This is a complete scandal and a huge security threat.
Elmo, can I just start by asking you, because I know you went to visit a refugee camp in Jordan, right?
Yeah.
February?
Yeah.
What was it like?
They're not refugees. Half of them disappear on arrival.
We did.
Many of them support ISIS. And it's partly your fault.
And did you find that the Syrian little girls and little boys were a lot like your friends here in America?
It's not refugees fleeing war-torn countries. It's fundamentally dishonest to call it a refugee crisis when it's not.
And they loved Elmo. They loved meeting Elmo.
And it's been catastrophic.
Well, you're pretty lovable, Elmo. So we're getting a lot of questions coming in, unsurprisingly, because we do have a pretty stellar cast here. But keep sending them in, Facebook users. As you think of questions you'd like answered, just place them in the comment section. And we will try to get to as many of them as we can. I've got a question coming in now for Elmo.
Wait, what?
Surprise, surprise.
Elmo, let me ask you, was it sad for you to meet little boys and girls who had lost their homes?
George Soros, Open Society-backed foundations like Avaz.org, Medicine Sans Frontiers, and MoveOn.org are also allegedly involved. Soros invested $500 million to, quote, help refugees.
I'm sure.
What?
Why do you think, Elmo, that it's important to help other children?
If you think there'll come a point where the number of migrants pouring into Europe slows to a trickle, then think again. If we continue these disastrous policies, it's only going to get worse.
Right. Amen to that.
And, of course, CNN, the globalists, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, openly started the Arab Spring to put radical jihadists in, overthrew five or six countries, did all this. But now they're going to send Elmo for the kids that are being mass murdered and slaughtered. I mean, they're just sick.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the hour, Robert David Steele is our guest. At the bottom of the hour, I intend to open the phones up on any subject you'd like to discuss. He wasn't just an analyst in the CIA. He was actually on the ground in operations in the Middle East and many other countries in real operations, you know, the more James Bondy type stuff. And he's a great guy. I wouldn't call him liberal or conservative. But he's just an overall really strategic thinker about where the world is right now. And I wanted to get him on about how does he think they're going to try to derail Trump and Russia making a deal, getting in, getting Russia's resources, working with Russia. I mean, the empire's going to strike back. The neocons, the Republican establishment, the Democrats, they want a false flag. And they green-lighted that with Nikki Haley saying, one more attack of any type, we're blaming you. I mean, that is telling Russia, we want confrontation. They've shot down multiple aircraft. They've bombed armored columns battling ISIS and al-Qaeda groups, al-Nusra. I mean, they are. This is the only area that I think Trump is really dropping the ball. I mean, he's been smart and said, we don't want a bunch of boots on the ground. We won't take out Assad. But McMaster and others, have put in the Marines, heavy artillery. I mean, this is serious. And they're starting to mop up Al-Qaeda and ISIS right now. So this is the time that you would see that happen. He's set to meet briefly with Putin next week on the sidelines of the G20. We'll talk about that. But Robert David Steele, also because of the timeliness of it, he's actually involved promoting and helping publish a book on the whole pedophile empire that's right below the surface. And that ties into the number three in the Vatican, really number two. He's the top advisor of the Pope, the Cardinal of Australia, being indicted, produced massive child rape. So this is a sickening cult. And in the old days, they'd get you for having, you know, cheating on your wife. Well, that doesn't get it anymore, so it's got to be pedophilia. So we'll talk about that with Robert David Steele, who's a researcher, and a lot more in a few minutes. RobertDavidSteele.com, PiBetaIota.net, and more here in a moment. First off, I plugged for 30 seconds last hour, and I shouldn't be doing that because we make 70% of the money to fund this operation off of direct sales of water filtration, T-shirts, books, films, non-GMO heirloom seeds, and supplements. And I'm trying to get more hosts. I'm trying to expand, but we're building a new studio. Every time I've told you we're going to go into a growth phase, you've seen the dramatic response. We're literally writing the narrative for the return of the Republic, not just here, but all over the world. I'm not bragging. The enemy knows it. They're having hearings in Congress saying that it's Jones telling the Russians what to do. No, it's not. I'm just bringing back Americana with my guest. Of course that's sexy. Of course everybody wants it. It's why they always wanted to come here. We're just bringing back the Renaissance, okay? But it's true that we really are powerful. We're effective. We're dangerous. But we're very small. It's not that we're that good. The globalists are that bad. CNN says, you know, you can't look at WikiLeaks. Only we can tell you. We publish them for you. So it's not that we're that good. It's that they're that bad. We need your financial support. We make it easy. We have free shipping running right now. We have Conservatism is the New Counterculture T-shirt that's a bestseller. That's a limited edition. We're about to stop selling that, come up with a new design. And we have the Myco ZX. That's, again, we have the $500 billion per caplet. We keep it in cold storage, high quality, biome defense, probiotics. So many people have gut problems because the good bacteria have been killed by the pesticides that bioaccumulate the food. You owe it to yourself to support the broadcast and to try this for yourself. You can get it 30% off with the Myco ZX together or get Myco ZX by itself. It's been sold out for 5 months, but I'm discounting it because I want you to try it, have a great effect. Win-win-win 360. Myco ZX is now back in. Get it today. InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Again, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of Myco ZX has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse. As we do have thousands of listeners on the waiting list to receive out of the stocks produced at Myco ZX, we are once again expecting to sell out very soon. Myco ZX is formulated with a proprietary blend of potent botanicals and enzymes to support normal fungal detoxification by helping your body break down aggressive yeast and funguses. And you can read about the yeast epidemics and the sinuses, the guts. It's all over the news. Growing people's brains now. It's mutating. You can get 10% off again on auto ship. Save 30% off Myco ZX with the gut health support pack. This pack includes Myco ZX along with our biome defense 50 probiotic. And if you've got yeast and all this other fungus buildup in your gut, you're going to notice real quick taking this. Okay. I mean, it's powerful. So again, you can get the combo back together and get 30% off or buy them individually. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We got the July 4th specials, free shipping store wide, Brain Force Plus, 30% off, Great Nootropic, Super Mel Vitale, 30% off, Survival Shield, the Good Halogen, Iodine X2, the only pure deep earth source out there for sale, Z Shield, the heavy metal detoxifier, InfoWars, high quality, shortable foods, powered by My Patriot, 40% off. That's a rare deal. Organic Embrace Essentials, private labeled, top brand in Whole Foods, 20% off. It's all there. The sunscreen, the shampoo. Maybe they'll say it's a scam I'm selling shampoo. And nobody ever sold shampoo. You're not allowed to sell shampoo. It's snake poo. You know, anything I sell is evil. I sell BioTrue super high quality selenium at lower than the synthetic crap. And they go, nobody says you need selenium. Yeah, it's just one of the top things people are deficient in. Electrochemical. You die without it. Now, we'll give you a lot of energy if you take it every day. And quite frankly, it is make your hair fall out. You know, if you got certainly boost your testosterone, but that's what I'm on. I had Megyn Kelly ask me if I was on drugs, and I said, "No, lady, I took selenium today and iodine." So you ought to try it sometime. Anyways, I'm digressing. So joining us is Robert David Steele. If you just joined us, I was asking the question. They're trying to launch a false flag clearly here. I see that as the big threat. What is your expert take on that, Robert David Steele? Obviously, you're not just a former analyst with the CIA, but you were in the field, you know, running a lot of operations and things.
Well, Alex, first off, I was never an analyst at the CIA. I was a clandestine case.
That's what I was saying. You were never an analyst. You were actually in the field.
I was a clandestine operations case officer, one of the first assigned to chase terrorists in the 1980s, and I had five times the regional average in recruitments and in production. Now, I have never been more aligned with you, Alex, in the years that we've known each other than right now. You and I are on the same page. I am disgusted with Herbert McMaster, who is a traitor. We have a source in the White House that has told us that McMaster co-conspired with John Brennan, who is still running the dark side of the CIA, just like Alan Dulles ran the dark side of the CIA after John F. Kennedy fired him. Brennan is leading up to the assassination of President Donald Trump. He is following the playbook that is in David Talbot's The Devil's Chessboard. Brennan, John McCain, who I think is going senile, and Herbert McMaster co-conspired with both Saudi Arabia and Israel to pay $300,000 to $400,000 to the white helmets who did the false flag operation, the first one. An MIT professor has very clearly established that this was a ground improvised explosive and there was no sarin gas. Donald Trump is being chumped. And we out here, the alt-right, are very, very concerned that he is breaking every campaign promise he made about no more regime change, no more elective wars. From where I sit, I'm still holding out hope that Trump will come back to reality. But right now, it looks like he is an employee of Dick Cheney.
Wow, that is powerful info. And hearing you speak, we can pull up mainstream news, Shai Hirsch on every front backing up what you're saying. We have our sources. The rebels have been caught three or four times staging chemical attacks. Even the UN has had to confirm that. They videotape it themselves. Trump wants to look strong. He gets roped into the first strike a few months ago. The problem is, like the British ambassador said to Syria, once you do that, you embolden the rebels to launch chemical attacks to draw the U.S. in. And Haley is saying, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, for folks that just joined us, she said to tweet, what, Monday, if there's anything that happens again in Syria, we're pinning it on Russia. So she told the rebels, stage the false flag. Was that not the green light?
Nikki Haley is our first Indian-American bimbo in the United Nations. I'm sorry, but I cannot take her seriously. She is simply not being intelligent, and she's demonstrating a grotesque lack of integrity. Unfortunately, she's taking her lead from the Trump White House, which is controlled by Mike Pence and Rens Priebus, not by Donald Trump. I am seriously concerned that our president is in enemy hands. It is absolutely essential that Donald Trump stop playing the deep state game by deep state rules on the deep state court in Washington, D.C. He needs to lead hashtag unrig. He needs to get out of Washington and reconnect not only with the 26% of us that voted for him, but the 73% that did not.
I agree. He's got to do fireside chats. He's got to get back on the road. He's got to. But notice they're trying to sequester him like a Chinese emperor or Rapunzel up in a tower where he's trying to get him to not interface with the public. But let's go back to what you just said because it's so bombshell. Let's walk through that. Brennan, the Wahhabist, still running deep state, arrogantly telling the president, you better watch your mouth. Deep state working against the president. And clearly they're trying to sell the idea and get people ready for the assassination of Trump. Let's walk through that.
Well, let's start with John Brennan as a Saudi whore and an American traitor. John Brennan personally signed the visa applications for every single patsy for 9/11 that was carrying a Saudi passport. They were not all Saudis. They were simply given Saudi passports as a logistics convenience. Dick Cheney ran 9/11. Dick Cheney murdered 3,000 people on 9/11 to get his excuse to go to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now Dick Cheney owns the Golan Heights, which has all of the oil that rightfully belongs to Syria. This Syrian thing was started by Hillary Clinton. She sold Syria to Saudi Arabia for tens of millions of dollars of donations to the Clinton Foundation, which is the single greatest criminal charity on the planet after the United Nations. I really am deeply concerned about Donald Trump. I wrote the Trump Revolution series at Amazon. Most of those titles are free online. Donald Trump is our legitimately elected president. He can still be the greatest president ever, but he has to understand that he is being lied to by Mike Pence and Rex Priebus and Herbert McMaster. To his credit, Mike Pompeo, the director of the CIA, the top graduate at West Point, which means he's a genius. It is not easy to do. Mike Pompeo has told the president the truth about Syria, about Syrian false flag operations. And Donald Trump is being chumped by everybody else. His White House comment line, the White House petition line, even Twitter. Donald Trump's Twitter feed is being manipulated by Eric Schmidt and the Twitter people. And the whole, everything Donald Trump reads is now controlled. He doesn't get that he is being fed a pile of crap.
Keep going.
Alex, come on. This is where you guide me. I mean, I really want to play tennis with you here. Let me just say that you and I are on the same page. We are patriots. We want Americans to come out. Let me just give you this, Alex. I want to send you one by FedEx along with your first unrigged t-shirt, hashtag unrigged. This is the international symbol of distress. And what I really want to see happen here is every American this 4th of July needs to understand that their government is in enemy hands. And they can take this 50-cent flag and they can turn it upside down and they can put hashtag unrigged if they want to it. I don't care. Bottom line here is every member of Congress is coming home in August. That's the opportunity for every American patriot to confront every member of Congress.
Just like we did 5 years ago, and we got Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others to come out and say we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force, so they changed the name to ISIS to confuse us. We've got to force them to not take control of the Trump administration by staging this, because clearly he comes out and countermands McMaster and others and says, no, we're not removing Assad. But then they've got deep state shooting down aircraft doing this. Now the Russians have said, you come into airspace again, we're going to shoot you down. Incredible brinksmanship. I expect them to try to pull something by next week when Trump is going to be meeting with Putin.
We have, you know what, Trump and I want Trump and Putin to earn the Nobel Peace Prize. And I was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, but I've said publicly I don't deserve it. It's Trump and Putin and Xi and Modi and India that can earn the Nobel Peace Prize, and they should. Putin has showed enormous restraint. What our American patriots don't understand is that under George Bush, with Buzzy Krongard sitting next to George Tenet, the United States of America has been waging a gold war against Russia since 1998. 9/11 was in part about covering up the $250 billion in illicit profits that Dick Cheney earned from the gold war against Russia. We destroyed the Russian economy as an act of war, and Putin has been enormously restrained about all of this. If I had been Putin, I would have had Buzzy Krongard and George Tenet assassinated on the streets of America. This is absolutely and Dick Cheney. This is absolutely an outrageous decade-long war against Russia. The neocons are out of control. And
isn't that because the Trotskyites got kicked out of Russia, so they've always had a hard-on because their daddies and granddaddies got kicked out by Stalin, and that's why they're such Russophobes?
Alex, that's certainly a very intelligent observation, but I think this is about filthy lucre. This is about
money and power.
Wanting money. And this is about
getting a continent, I mean, you know, Russia, Eurasia, all that has more assets and more raw minerals than Africa.
Yes, but we're not going to do that. I mean, what's happening?
By the way, Russia will invite us in free market to exploit those resources for everybody's gain.
And Rex Tillerson knows that. Right now, Rex Tillerson is caught between a rock and a hard place. He wants to serve the president. He wants to make peace and do commerce. As Ron Paul says, we need a foreign policy of peace, commerce, and friendship. I love Ron Paul. He's one of the greatest Americans we've got.
He'll create the greatest renaissance ever.
But he has been pushed out. Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Patrick Buchanan, Jesse Ventura, they've all been marginalized. We, Cynthia McKinney and I, are inviting Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and Jesse Ventura and Ralph Nader, and I love Patrick Buchanan particularly. We're inviting them to join hashtag Unrigged and lead the second American Revolution this summer. And Alex, you could be the single most important kingmaker. We would love to be exclusive to you as a channel for leading the second American Revolution, hashtag unrigged.
Well, sure. I mean, getting the audience behind something like that's a great idea. Will it defeat the globalist? Maybe, maybe not. The point is the action together will do it and expose this whole situation. But undoubtedly, Soros is trying to get a bunch of civil unrest going. What other threats are on your radar going into this summer? I mean, such critical changes unfolding.
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful question. The biggest threat, Alex, is that there is an economic collapse coming in September. Martin Armstrong has never been wrong. I'd love to see him interviewed on your show. He's the single greatest. Go on.
I was telling the crew, let's get him on.
Yes, Martin Armstrong is easily accessible. He is a genius. You absolutely should have him on. He spent 7 years in jail because he refused to give his economic model to the Central Intelligence Agency.
He's been on before.
Which is too stupid to create its own. Okay, CIA is a bunch of drone dwellers. I mean, I was happy to be one of the 1,400 or so people that are actually in the field. Everybody else at CIA lives in a cubicle and has no idea what's going on with the real
world. And it's on a power trip because they've got a CIA ID.
Yes, they're good people trapped in a bad system. And one of the things that William Binney and I hope you have Binney on again soon, he's absolutely wonderful. We've agreed that 70% of the secret intelligence community should be shut down. It's worthless. It is wasteful. The other big thing, Alex, that I have realized since leaving the CIA is that the greatest threat to our integrity is the FBI, CIA, and NSA spying on our members of Congress and then blackmailing them.
Sure, that's how they're controlling them. That's come out.
Real Saudi Arabia. It's our own intelligence community spying on and blackmailing the members of Congress. I want to, with the Election Reform Act of 2017, I want to free the members of Congress. And I have told Donald Trump, and he's read the memo, he needs to offer a presidential pardon to every single member of Congress who's being blackmailed for pedophilia tapes with Jeffrey Epstein and others, provided they reveal who their blackmailers are.
And that's the next big issue. They tried to use Pizzagate as a way to say pedophilia doesn't exist, even though it's exploding everywhere. Now yeah. The number three guy, number two guy, depending on how you look at it, best friends with the Pope, who we know use blackmail to get under control and to get Ratzinger out. This is a huge move by the Australians. What is your intel on that?
My intel on that is that pedophilia is how the deep state holds everything together. The Freemasons, I'm told, actually use sodomy at the higher levels. That's the third eye. Pedophilia is being normalized by the United Nations, by Walt Disney, which is selling penis-like toys. There is just so much evil going on. Our culture is being destroyed. And it is being destroyed because the deep state wants us to give up all of our Christian values, give up all of our ethical lanes in the road. And they are literally kidnapping between 800,000 and 1 million kids every year in the United States of America. And these kids are not just being sodomized. They're being killed and tortured. Their blood is being adrenalized. You know how the Chinese boil dogs? The Chinese boil dogs in order to adrenalize the blood. It changes the flavor of the meat. That's the fastest way I've found to explain to Americans that children are being tortured. Peter Thiel in Silicon Valley has admitted publicly that he gets child blood transfusions. He is one step away from paying top dollar for blood transfusions from children who have been tortured to death. So that the blood is adrenalized.
But let's be clear on the Peter Thiel thing. I see him funding a lot of libertarian stuff and other issues. I think he's being public about, you know, getting blood transfusions, I think, from like teenagers, younger people, and that whole science. We know the royal family's been using it. If that's through consent, that's one issue. But I think he's talking about publicly doing something above board through a company,
yes,
legally and lawfully, and taking the black market and ending it.
What Thiel has done is rendered a public service. And I absolutely like the way you've moved this conversation, because what Thiel has done is shown that young people's blood, and I would add to that,
is a commodity,
and bone marrow has been shown to be a very effective anti-aging technique. This should open the public's eyes to the fact that for the last 50 years, the elite has been harvesting young people's blood and bone
marrow.
That's
right. It's purely vampiric. This is huge what we're talking about. We're on the same page. I was breaking this down last hour, totally separately. Former CIA field commander telling you the exact same thing because it's the truth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, you're shutting from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound. The summer of rage, they're building mass graves within the states. You and I to vaccinate, they're preparing us for an all-out police state.
That's Waylon Jennings' son, Shooter Jennings, a very accomplished artist himself. Actually, InfoWars inspired that song, Summer Range. That's about 5 years old now. How time flies. And that's the thing, whether you call yourself liberal or conservative, Stephen King also voiced the album. We all understand there's this hidden darkness of predators who have a religion of being psychopaths and not caring about the public. They've got their Renfields, their little servants, their procurers that are a lot of times abused children that have grown up. So they're creating armies basically of trauma-based mind control. That's what Dr. Ewing Cameron of the CIA got caught doing in Canada and the U.S. Over 10,000 young children grabbed up, given LSD, PCP, cocktails for years, brainwashed, electroshock, giving them commands until you create true Manchurian candidates. It can really only be done, at least with that old technology, with girls with higher levels of success. The boys would end up just being complete mental patients, but girls could compartmentalize it. They're way beyond all that. And again, they've used secrecy in the national security state to have criminal elements hide out in these agencies. I'm not defending the agencies. I'm not attacking them because they're just like petri dishes growing this. They could also be used against the globals, like we saw Patriots and U.S. intelligence with the WikiLeaks, not the Russians. And most people, most of the police are awake. Most of the military is awake. A lot of the intelligence agencies, people are awake because they know InfoWars isn't making this stuff up. All we are is a catalyst and a focal point to validate and let people know in government and outside that you're not alone. Robert David Steele, of course, was CIA operations in the field. And again, that's rare because most of it is, you know, analysts, and he's a longtime counterterrorism expert. RobertDavidSteele.com is his website. Pi Beta Iota, .net also, unrig.net. We'll talk about what he means by unrig. But give us, and then I'm going to give the number out. It's 800-259-9231. You got a question for Robert David Steele or for myself, want to make a statement, you disagree, agree. We don't screen your calls, just that you have a good phone and tell us where you're calling from. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, the 35,000-foot view, I see nationalism exploding, awakening to elites, disinformation being exposed, more information coming out, the fact that globalists are using orthodox radical Islam, radicalized, wound up by big foundations as a weapon to then bring in a police state here. We've seen May doing that. So we see the pincer attack, but they are having major failures. They are panicked, even though Trump's only operating on half of his cylinders, devastating CNN, devastating the globalists. Kind of, again, a catalyst to make people legitimize the feelings they already have. I mean, I see big changes, but I see the empire striking back. So what is your prognosis on the state of the world right now? Because I see us winning big, even though Trump's surrounded. The problem is, as you said, they're clearly signaling anything happens in Syria, we're blaming Assad, we're going to war with you, and trying to start a war with Russia, which any military analyst will tell you, in 25 minutes you go to thermonuclear war. So maybe we should walk through that before we take calls.
Well, let me say that I think that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have a Reykjavik moment coming up here in Hamburg. And
of course, that's just like Reagan meeting in Reykjavik, Iceland, with Gorbachev.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Look, one of the things that John F. Kennedy discovered when he was talking to Nikita Khrushchev is the only people our presidents can trust are each other.
Exactly.
Khrushchev and Kennedy actually said their generals were their worst enemies. The American generals wanted to nuke Russia, and the Russian generals wanted to nuke the United States. Donald Trump needs to rise above all of these traitors and miscreants that he's got surrounding him, many of them of his own choosing. He is being lied to. And
by the way, I have to interrupt. You asked me to interrupt earlier, and I wouldn't because you're so on target. But I didn't get to this point. Search engine, you had it, I think, from Associated Press like 10 minutes ago, crew. Trump's pushing to meet with Putin. He's already met with all these other leaders, the Indian prime minister, the Chinese president. Should have met with them. Should have met with Russia probably second or third. But they said don't meet because of the optics. He should double down. They should hug. They should have an open debate. I mean, that shows how they're trying to literally, enslave him and capture him. That he's having to push. That was the headline. Trump pushing to meet with Putin when Putin's been begging to meet with him day one because they escalated this crisis, made it a campaign issue. The Democrats have been caught doing what they said he did. He should have already met with Putin by January 30th.
Trump is being chumped. I can't say it often enough. I also say God bless Donald Trump because he opened everyone's eyes to the lies of the secret intelligence world, to the fake news, the crap news network, and all of that. What Trump has failed to do is change the rules of the game and get out of Washington, D.C. Donald Trump can be the greatest president ever if he leads hashtag unrig. I mean, I'm looking at videos from people all over the country saying, Mr. President, you said we have a rigged system. Why are you not leading hashtag unrig? Okay, we have a 7-minute video that's going viral. It may make the front page of Reddit because of you, Alex, and God bless you. Our 7-minute video has Cynthia McKinney up front, me in support, and then it has this wonderful young person saying, Mr. President, you said we have a rigged system. Why aren't you leading hashtag unrig? Mr. President, I have the same question.
Exactly. Why, so let's expand on that. Even though he's surrounded by hyenas and everything else, he's fundamentally bringing power back to the presidency, back to Congress, doing some good things in the economy. And I'm not trying to cheerlead, but it's true. His big weakness is he loves the military so much, he doesn't get it's infiltrated like anything else. And that McMaster and them were arrogantly 2 months ago saying, yes, we're going to take out Assad on Fox till Trump. And by the way, I talked to folks that talked to Trump, or I could just say I talked to Trump, but I'm going to leave it at that. Said, no, we're not boots on the ground. We're not removing Assad. That's all bull. And then 3 days later, after I said that Trump had said that, it was in the news that he said, we're not doing this. But they don't care. Again, Mad Dog, Mattis, all of them are moving towards a major ground force they're building up right now.
And David Petraeus, who works for a firm in New York City that is not Donald Trump's friend, is also part of this problem. The military takes up 60% of our budget, is 50% waste, and cannot win a war against Russia or China. It couldn't even win a war in Iraq. Okay? Now, I really am very concerned. I like James Mattis. Of course, I'm a former Marine. But the fact of the matter is, James Mattis and Donald Trump have a staff. They're simply not up to world-class strategy. McMaster is a seriously overrated person who was about to be fired by the U.S. Army Chief of Staff. He should be sent back to the Army for court-martial or early retirement because he is done. McMaster is part of Trump's problem. Trump needs a national strategy advisor, lowercase, a clerk rather than a czar. Tillerson can still be saved. Mattis can still be saved. But Trump has to provide some leadership in a global strategic context, and he's not doing that. None of these people.
Well, I mean, as you know, though, for 2 months they've got an unnamed number of the word is it's a lot of Marines and heavy artillery and weapons, and it's all being prepared and aimed right at Damascus. And I've talked to a lot of smart folks. They say that Syria will make Iraq look like a cakewalk.
Yes, and we're building up troops in both Egypt and Romania. Okay, basically Donald Trump is being lied to every single day by Pence, Priebus, McMaster, and he's being pressured by potential pedophiles. They're certainly being blackmailed by CIA over many issues, including sexual and financial improprieties in their past. John McCain and Lindsey Graham are being blackmailed by CIA. These are not people we should have in Congress.
He was compromised. I've talked to folks on air. They're dead now. I also interviewed Admiral Moore, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Naturally?
I'm sorry, what?
Were they murdered?
I have had a lot of guests that have been murdered. I mean, it's kind of sad, but he was old. I mean, he died, but he was a former chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they were just getting into. I mean, I forgot the point I was going to make, but I mean, it's just totally and completely insane the point this country's got to.
And yet it's easily fixable. And this is why I was so excited to be invited back to InfoWars. And by the way, Cynthia McKinney is available on the 3rd of July. She and I are in St. Louis together, and she's open in the afternoon if you want her on this really wonderful webcam of mine. It's the Logitech Z393. I love it. $175 at Best Buy.
I was about to say, I know you do consumer reviews as well. I was going to say, what camera is that? It looks like HD. It's some of the best stuff I've ever seen.
Logitech C393 for $175. I recommend it to all of your guests. It will significantly.
It looks 3D. I mean, it looks like what a $10,000 camera does.
Yes, it is. And it only costs $175. Alex, I would actually recommend you buy 100 of them and ship them to your favorite guests.
I agree. In fact, that's my next plan, because I want to have folks that are hosting, you know, like you coming in every week or a couple times a week in roundtable discussions. That's the type of broadcast I'm about to launch very, very soon.
I think you're on the verge of a major breakout. You've already accomplished a great deal. But hashtag unrigged needs a national channel. and we're offering to be exclusive to you.
Well, that's great. Let me explain to people what this UNRIG initiative is.
It is nothing more or less than having all of our citizens understand that there are 12 specific things that need to be changed in order to restore integrity to our government. This is the Election Reform Act of 2017. It is the, and I apologize if I haven't given you the graphic, but if your staff looks up Election Reform Act,
it's on screen.
2017, they'll get right to it. But here's the deal, Alex. Dr. McKinney and I are educators. We are getting a bus, an RV. We are going to drive all over the country. We've already got a meetup, meetup.pro/unrig. We've got a national meetup. We're setting up 435 chapters, one for every congressional.
Well, I would love to have you reporting with us each week as you go across the country. That's a fabulous idea.
It would be a blessing from God to have that opportunity. There's no.
Well, you're a blessing from God. I want to go to some calls while we have time here. Robert David Steele, formerly with the CIA, actually in the field.
Yes, that's it.
Absolutely. There it is, UNRIG, Summer of Peace. But we need to have a coalition that brings in liberals that are real liberals like Cynthia McKinney and others so that we can stop Soros trying to create all this violence and division. But that's my next question. Clearly they're trying to cause civil unrest. Clearly they're launching all of this. And I'm really concerned about this summer. What are your concerns?
I'm very concerned because Berkeley was a dry run. I mean, one of the things Trump is not properly appreciating is that the establishment includes all the mayors, all the governors, and all the university presidents. Berkeley was allowed to be violent. The law enforcement people were told to stand down. George Soros is planning a violent summer revolution. Hashtag resist is the summer of violence. Hashtag unrig is the summer of peace. And I credit Dr. Randy Short, a brilliant Harvard historian, a man of color who I had the privilege of meeting in Washington, D.C. So there is an opportunity here for the alt-right and the alt-left to come together and say to hashtag resist, we love you, man. But join us in the second American Revolution.
Well, let me expand on that. Isn't it interesting that the Assanges and the Snowdens and a lot of other people I would call the real left, the Intercept, all of them, have to admit Trump's really for real. And a lot of other liberals are saying that. I mean, when it just comes to returning the republic, jobs, all of it, clearly the elite hate Trump for a good reason. He is trying to take power back from them.
Alex, I would take a bullet for Donald Trump. I mean, the man is a blessing. God bless Donald Trump. And I've been saying that since July of 2015. And I've been beating
him. Well, he's really smart. Why do you think he's got McMaster in there? Because I know everybody else said he wouldn't take the job.
I have to say very candidly, I think Donald Trump is very impetuous. He makes decisions without proper vetting. For example, he did not know when he hired Mike Pence. He did not know that Mike Pence was an enabler and cover-upper of pedophilia in his state. Okay? And Flynn got fired in part because Mike Pence's best friend was on the pedophilia list out of Amsterdam. Okay? I think Trump should offer Pence a pardon, and Pence should resign. We can't fire him. Pence should resign, and Cynthia McKinney should be the vice president.
Now, listen, expanding on that, I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but I mean, where's the news article or the proof about... We know the Vatican's covering up pedophilia. Where is it that Pence is involved?
Well, first off, a guy named Troy Smith went on video and documented all of these allegations against Pence. It's not enough to indict Pence. It's not enough to convict Pence. It is
sure. But just to be clear, like with the Vatican and Penn State and Sandusky, we have all the proof. But then, I mean, people say stuff about that about me. That's all I'm saying is, how do we know?
I think you're clean, Alex.
No, I know I am. The point is, maybe I drink too much sometimes and I drive my car too fast, but I mean...
Forget about pedophilia. The big problem with Pence is he works for Dick Cheney, George Bush, and John McCain. He doesn't work for Donald Trump.
Well, clearly, I was told early on that even though he was popular with the base, look out, they were going to start trying to promote him to replace Trump. Now, yes. MSM is promoting Pence to replace Trump.
Well, it's worse than that. Mike Pence has created a political action committee. He has been caught calling major supporters of Donald Trump and trying to recruit them against Donald Trump. And, of course, the loyalists call Trump and say, hey, are you aware that Pence is stabbing you in the back? All right. Bottom line here is Cynthia McKinney is not a threat to Donald Trump, and she brings the alt-right. Cynthia McKinney has told me that no less than one-third and as many as half of the blacks are ready to leave the Democratic Party. But she is saying, and you can ask her yourself on the 3rd of July if you want her on the show.
Yes.
She's saying that Donald Trump has to reach out to the blacks. He has to offer tangible policy solutions for the black people. They are being killed by the deep state. So bottom line here is Cynthia McKinney and I are asking Donald Trump to stop playing the deep state game by deep state rules and the deep state court and come out here and play with America. Donald Trump.
Well, I agree. That's what he did in the campaign. If he does that again, it's going to be amazing. We're going to come back and go to Doug, Stephen, Frank, Jason, and Justin in the next few segments. Then we have another guest joining us coming up. And I'll have open phones throughout the entire third hour. Then John Rappaport has put out a new article today at Infowars.com detailing how MSM lies. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. That's always extremely informative. So much more coming up. Please don't forget, you built Infowars. You spread the word. And when you buy the products, that's what funds us. They hate it. They want to shut us down. But because of you supporting us, that hasn't happened yet. And so, again, thank you. Free shipping running through the 4th of July. MycoZX, it's the latest probiotic that takes out the fungus and the yeast, not just the good bacteria. And Biome Defense is teamed up with it. Our amazing probiotic, the highest quality, folks. You can't beat it. I mean, there's stuff they sell from top labs that can cost three times this that isn't even as good. 4.9 stars out of hundreds of reviews.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Robert Davis Stills will be with us a little bit the next hour because I want to get back into this Vatican thing. The best friend of Pope Francis who's a double dealer. He was a communist and a socialist, but then helped with the right-wing regime round up all the socialists and communists and kill them in South America. So in Argentina, I mean, there's no end to these people. Robert David Steele is our guest, formerly in the field of the CIA. Just briefly, again, we have the fluoride-free toothpaste. They had news articles out of the Nation this week saying, he sells fluoride-free toothpaste. No, really, seriously, he's a swindler. I mean, it's the same people make Toms of Maine that's sold in every store in the country. People know the fluoride they put in toothpaste is a Grignard reagent, heavy metal additive. I mean, my dad is a dentist. It's not calcium fluoride that you have to have a little bit of or you die. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. My dad's an oral surgeon. But, I mean, they're making jokes about fluoride-free toothpaste, folks, with iodine and colloidal silver. It's ridiculous. So, again, that's back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. They are so mad that we're self-funding ourselves. They're even coming out and attacking that I sell toiletries now. Again, Bezos can own Whole Foods and sell all this stuff and sell all the fluoride toothpaste they want, but I can't. That's why it's so important now more than ever to keep supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. Let's go to phone calls here with Robert David Steele, who's been holding the longest. We got Justin wants to talk about China. Jason wants to talk about Luciferians. Frank wants to talk about fact and fiction. Stephen wants to talk about pedo rings. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Doug in California on the media, listening on KFCO 1080 AM. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Great to talk with you again, Alex. I had called you before years ago as comedic genius. And I just want to congratulate the work that you've done. And the only person who's put more of a Superman than you, of course, is President Trump.
Well, please, I don't want to be the big kahuna. I want more people taking action. It shows how weak the globalists are that we've been so successful. But thank you. I remember you go on, like, knock on doors and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm the biggest loser here. And I do politics, but also I have a water policy think tank. I right now advocate really looking in closely into damming the Golden Gate because of sea level rise. But anyway, what reason I'm calling is so much urgency. As you know, this new immigration law that they're you know, considering, Kate Steinle, and then there's another one. Now, I'm here in the belly of the beast in Santa Cruz, and they're cutting funding, and they're doing a number of different things with this. But what really has to be done to make this law effective is the sworn public servants and electeds who have sworn to us to follow the Constitution and laws, what they have to be, their non-compliance with federal ICE holes, basically have to be criminal.
Sure, let's expand on that. And here's the deal. Nobody wants to persecute migrants, immigrants that were brought here. But they're being brought in by the Soros groups, weaponized politically, and turned into an arm of disintegration. That's why we have to say you have to come here legally and deport people that commit felonies and crimes. And you've seen the courts in rebellion against Trump, even banning people from failed Islamic states. Now the Supreme Court ruled properly. The president does have that power. Let's get Robert David Steele's take on that.
First off, I want to say that I really support you on your fluoride-free toothpaste. I am just appalled at the number of people that are so ignorant they don't understand that you're actually rendering a service here. And I also have been a victim of basically a mental defective who is live-streaming slander and trying to incite people to write letters. And I've got a restraining order in progress against him. And Google has just forced him to remove a number of videos that were slanderous, including one playing a phone call with me that he taped surreptitiously. So, Alex, I totally, totally support you on everything you're doing. And I really believe that it comes with your elevated status in America. That's when you start attracting enemies.
Yeah, let me ask you that question. As you're a smart guy, smarter than I am in a lot of ways, what do you think I should do at this point? Because they're definitely coming after me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.